We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Is the great Eddie Coleman with us now?
He is, and his report is brought to you by Bay Ridge Honda, one of the dealerships proudly owned by Rob Sabah in Bay Ridge, Brooklyn, by CSE Local 830. We work for you by the locally owned and operated Papa John's, proud partner of the New York Mets, and by Interstate Batteries, every battery for every need.
The great Eddie Coleman. Hi, Ed. How are you?
Joe, how you doing? Evan, all eyes on Great American Ballpark for this Titanic battle in about a half an hour.
Oh, boy, Titanic. All right, let's start with the Mizeraco-Harvey trade. How about that? How did it all come about?
Well, your problem, my problem. That's basically it. Both guys have underachieved for a while. You go back to 2015, that's probably Harvey's last good year, and Mizeraco was 2014. So it's been a while for both guys. I think that, bottom line is when Plawecki went down and Darno at the same time, what the Mets wanted to do was hope that the catching duo would hold up their end defensively. They've got an offensive catcher here because they've got nothing offensively out of the catching position. And after you go through an 0-6 homestand and you can't hit from that position and you've got a black hole at the bottom of the lineup, you've got to do something. So you take a chance with Mizeraco, who's always been an offensive guy. He's not a defensive catcher, and that's something they're going to have to live with. So we'll see.
If the Mets are still in a race by July, they're still going to need a real catcher because the track record, it doesn't mean this wasn't worth doing because of the fact that, Joe and I both figured they weren't getting anything from Matt Harvey. So I'm certainly not ripping the move because, hey, you got nothing to lose. But in my eyes, the last 4 years show us the story of Devin Mizeraco. He's not a major leaguer anymore, and I know he's had a lot of injuries, but I did the math on this. Since his all-star year in 2014, he's hitting 169. So he's Tomas Nito, basically.
He is, like I said, the disappointment for 4 years. They've been waiting. They figured they had something in 2014, and it's gone down. He's had injuries, but, he sounds like if you close your eyes, it's Travis Darno. He's had hip surgery. He's had a torn labrum in his left shoulder. He got hit in the foot, had a fractured foot, gone for the year after, 55 games or something last year. So, he's been a walking injury. I don't know whether that has affected his offense, but he obviously has not been the same player. And the Mets are hoping to strike pay dirt or strike gold with that. We'll see if it works. The interesting thing to me is that with the Mets, you're always talking about money. They're going to pay Mizeraco's salary. Cincinnati is, and the Mets are paying Harvey's salary. Which is fine. Okay, there's a difference of about $8 million, at the beginning of the year. But, to me, you look at a guy like Wilson Ramos, who's got a 15-game hitting streak now? What's his hitting streak at? I don't even know. But
he's been great. He's the guy. My question, about him, though, Eddie, is the Rays even trading him yet? Aren't they going to wait a little bit?
They probably would, I would imagine. I think that's what the Mets are waiting for, too, for the salary to come down. He's making, $10 million, $11 million this year, something like that. By the time the trading deadline rolls around, what are you down to? About $5 million. So, can you make a deal then? Maybe. We'll see. But that's a long time to wait, while you hope that Plawecki gets back here and can contribute offensively, and Mizeraco can contribute offensively now. So we'll see starting today.
I'm looking at Ramos's contract, and it's at 10.5 this year. They backloaded it. The first year was only 4. Now it's 10.5.
Well, they backloaded Mizeraco too, because he got 28 over 4, I think. But he's got almost half of it this year.
So do you think the Mets are hesitant to make a deal for Wilson Ramos right now because they don't want to pay him the $10 million?
Would that be a surprise?
I'm just asking.
I mean, is that a surprise?
I wouldn't be surprised if that was the case. No, I would not.
Draw your own conclusion.
Fair enough.
There you go. Yeah.
Fair enough. Silly me. I thought it's because they have no prospects, but maybe it's both. They have no prospects and they have no money, which is a really bad combination to have. It's called the anti-Yankees.
It's called a losing combination.
Yes.
That's what it's called.
No, I mean, it credit due that the fact you've got something that nobody thought you could get for Matt Harvey. You know, a lot of people said, well, you can't get anything from Matt Harvey. They felt there was interest out there. They were looking for a catcher. They got a catcher. Now, I don't – maybe he turns around. I don't know. You know, Frazier and Bruce like him. They think he'll fit in fine. But, you know, you've got another Cincinnati Red in the clubhouse. And Mesoraco, from all everything I hear, I don't know the guy well, but, good guy, will fit in fine, hopefully. I think he'll fit in better if you start kidding because they need some offense.
You know, speaking of Frazier, where did this hamstring come from? All of a sudden, I put the game on last night. He's on a 10-day DL. What happened to him?
He has been, it's funny. After games, he has had that wrap on his leg for a long time. And I asked him about it. He said, it's a hammy. It's no big deal. But, you know, I was thinking of this today. When I was down at spring training, I was working out one time, playing some ball, okay?
You were playing, Eddie?
I was playing some hoop, okay?
Oh, okay.
Which I shouldn't have been doing.
No, I understand. Right? But, no, I get that. Yeah,
but I was, and I hurt my hamstring. That was February, okay? It still hurts today.
Yeah.
I'm old. I'm ancient.
Yeah. Todd Frazier, you're even older than me, Eddie. That's up there.
Yes, I know. Ed,
you look better, though.
I don't know.
No, I do.
Todd Frazier is 32. I'm not saying that's ancient, but the older you get, the harder it is to come back from something, and the harder it is to erase something that's wrong with you. And I hope this is not something that lingers for a long time. It's been bothering him. It hasn't been bothering him a lot, but he's obvious they're going to, take the 10 days and hopefully it goes away. Hopefully this isn't something that nags at him all year. But I think that it's just, to me, it's a microcosm of what you have with the Mets. You've got a lot of older players, and you've got to stay healthy with this team because there aren't a lot of answers elsewhere. And right now, that's not a great sign when somebody goes down and that's one of your main guys. Yeah,
no doubt. And the young players that were supposed to be a part of this core moving forward, Ahmed Rosario and Michael Conforto, just haven't contributed. They just haven't hit. And I think that's been one of the problems. And you mentioned they don't have a lot of young answers. Luis Guillorme is not a big prospect. He's not ranked top anything in Baseball America, but...
No, but I like him.
No, I like him, too. I think you've seen more than me because you've watched him in spring training. From watching him in spring training, he looks like a tremendous defensive player. He's only 23 years old. But here's my quick question with this kid.
Yep.
Where are they going to play him, and are they going to play him? Because I don't think he has a lot of experience at third, so would they be comfortable sticking him over there? Would they play him at second and move his Drubal? What's going to happen with him?
He has been playing shortstop at AAA. He is also, I think he's a second baseman, but he has played short at AAA. Piccini has been playing second there. I know he can hit. I don't know if he can hit on this level. This is another level. Obviously, he hasn't been up here yet, so we're going to find out. But he was hitting 300 at AAA. He's a baseball player. When I watch him, he does a lot of little things. I like him. I would suggest this for Jose Reyes: start hitting. Okay, that's what I would suggest. With Guillorme here, I don't know if it's a message, but it's if this kid hits and Jose continues to be mired, well, I think there could be some problems ahead. So that's what I would suggest at this point. I don't know. Can he play third? I haven't seen him play third. I think he probably did during spring training. I can't recall at the moment, Evan, but he wouldn't be a fish out of water there. Like I said, he's a baseball player. I think he's very adaptable. I like him a lot. I like his makeup, put it that way. And I think he can hit. I hope he can hit on this level.
Now, Yoenis is not in the lineup today. I'm assuming that's just a precautionary thing. Day game after night game, and it's the quad,
right,
and that's it, right?
The leg has been giving him, some problems. They obviously worked him over before the game, before the first game of the series. He went out there and played again last night. Now, the only reason I raised an eyebrow today was that you have a day off tomorrow, too. But in essence, day off today, early day game after a night game, and the day off tomorrow, should be good to go for the weekend in Philadelphia. And I think you'd want that bat in the lineup at Citizens Bank Park.
No, I'm sure he wants to play in Philly.
Brandon,
So it's no big thing. Yeah, I mean, it is just a day off.
Look, but, man, let me, no big thing. Anytime he touches his leg, all he's got to do is, like, touch his leg, and I'm nervous. No, I'm serious.
I know. I shouldn't say no big thing.
Yes, this, you should.
About anything. You're right. I shouldn't say that. But, you know, hopefully he's going to be okay. But I think the early start today, too, 12:30, has something to do with it as well. It's not even 2 or 3 o'clock. It's 12:30.
So. Right, right.
Yeah.
We're talking to Eddie C. about the Mets. They do wrap up their 3-game series in about 15 minutes. They'll start, maybe a little longer than that, 20 minutes from now in Cincinnati against the Reds. Brandon Immo's cooled off. That's probably because Mickey Callaway cooled him off by not playing him. And then yesterday,
oh my God,
he puts him in a horrible spot. He uses him against a real tough left-hander and Amir Garrett with the bases loaded when they had Juan Lagares available on the bench.
Right.
I mean, that was, to me, just a terrible decision.
Yeah, he explained it afterwards. He liked Nimmo Garrett as opposed to Lagares David Hernandez, who was warming up. That's righty against lefty. Lefty. Now, I think part of that was that Garrett had walked two right before he walked Adrian Gonzalez, walking a run, and that's why he put Nimmo up. It didn't work, obviously. Would Lagares against David Hernandez work? I don't know. But that was his choice. That was his choice. It didn't work, and you live with it. I do think the walks that Garrett had issued just before that had something to do with it. You know, the kid's all over the place, so, okay, let's give it a shot here. And Nimmo is a guy that, you know, knows the strike zone very well. You know that. I mean, he will walk. He's not going to swing at non-strike. So
I think that's
why he did it.
Can I ask a dumb question? Because
dumb.
Mickey is obviously much, much smarter than I am. If he sends up Juan Lagares and they answer with a righty, then just send up Brandon Nimmo to pinch it for Juan Lagares. I know you're wasting a player, and that's tough to do when you've got nobody on your bench. But if you're talking about the favorable matchup, at the end of the day, if you do that, you get the favorable matchup, even though you are using a guy without actually using them, if you will.
Yeah, I understand. I understand. Didn't work that way.
No, because Mickey
and he was up there looking to walk. The other thing that bothered me with that at bat is that Nimmo went up there looking for a walk. They were still down two runs.
Yeah.
He didn't swing a two pitch. He got himself into an 0-2 hole, and then eventually he swings at a pitch 5 feet outside, and he strikes out.
Well, good news. He's going to play a lot more because, according to Anthony DeComo, Jay Bruce is not going to be with the Mets in Philadelphia because of the birth of his second child.
Okay.
So he'll be gone for the weekend, and the positive out of it,
let's be honest.
Right, maybe that'll help him. He gets to see the birth of his child, which is very exciting, and it gives Brandon Nimmo at bats, which is a nice thing.
You know?
No, it will. Yeah, no, I told you that last week that he'd probably take the Philadelphia series off, even though it's a tough place. You know, you'd like to hit in Philadelphia.
Oh, sure.
But they have the off day tomorrow. I think his wife is going to induce tomorrow, I believe, if she's not ready. And then he's got the weekend. I think Monday off too, right? Yeah. So he'd have a nice long stretch, I guess, with the newborn.
If I'm not mistaken, the Mets, they have tomorrow off. They have Monday off. Yes. And then they have Thursday off.
Is that right?
Yeah. Yes.
They get all these days off, like in a week?
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Because they have a 2-game series with the Blue Jays, interleague play style.
Right.
So they're taking the Monday and the Wednesday off with the 2-game series in the middle.
Right.
Wow. Yeah. That's crazy.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what? That could be a good thing. Just start skipping guys in this rotation like Jason Vargas.
Hey, please.
How about that idea?
Speaking of Jason Vargas, play. I tell you what, how about Swarzak and Vargas? Money well spent, Eddie. For a team that doesn't like to spend money. You spend money on this garbage. I mean, it's garbage.
No.
The one guy we haven't even seen him pitch, and the other guy, he you know you're going to be down 2 or 3 runs before the end of the first inning with Vargas. It's unbelievable.
Vargas's whip would be a good ERA, 2.68.
Is that what his whip is?
2.68. His whip is 2.68.
Well, his ERA is 13.
And actually his ERA keeps coming down.
No, I know. We mentioned that. Yes.
Yeah, he started at 22. I think it's down to 13 now, and he actually went down to 16 the last
painful
game after throwing. And Swarzak, they just put Swarzak on the 60 to do these moves. So I don't know when he's coming back. He's down to Florida.
He's like he's not even on a team. Swarzak.
I know that was supposed to fill a big hole at the end of the bullpen.
How patient can you be with this if you're the Mets? I mean, I get they paid him a lot of money, but he's not competitive.
Yeah, he's been terrible. What are you going to do? You going to put him in a bullpen, Vargas?
Well, with Vargas you're talking about.
Yeah.
Right?
Put him in the bullpen.
He's not a bullpen guy.
Well, he's not a starter either, Eddie. Look at him.
Well, he comes in the first inning. He's giving up runs. He didn't even have a bullpen.
Yeah, I can't disagree with you. I mean, as far as he's been awful of the three. But, you know, here's the thing. I was thinking of his next start is going to be against Toronto, which to me is not good news, but it may be good news because he doesn't know Toronto. He's been in the American League, so he knows them. I have no idea what his record was against the Blue Jays, but that's a team that can hit a little bit.
Yeah.
Eddie, I got to tell you, with these off days, he should not be making his next start. Why? You've got all these off days. I'd rather see Zach Wheeler and Steven Matz over Jason Vargas.
Believe it or not, I would.
Is it even a debate?
Not to me.
I think to them it probably is, because my guess would be the answer to that is we have to keep putting them out there to get them straightened up. And so that would be, you know, I don't think Mickey said last night that he's close, but he did say that he's, you know, he's some innings have shown something, but I haven't seen too many innings that have shown me much. So.
You know, I'm going to go back to Conforto. What's happened to this guy, Ed? I mean, he's been terrible. Did he come back too soon? I mean, what's with this guy?
Yeah, you know, all I can tell you is that, you know, A, he's not a guy I worry about much, but the more I watch,
you got to be worried. What do you mean not
worried? You do have to worry a bit. He's batting seventh today. They dropped.
No, I know.
Lineup,
I know.
You know, it's, and if you figure off the, you know, the opening home run at Cincinnati, you go, okay, well, here you go. You know, you're going to hit the road, good ballpark to hit in. You go to Philly, he's going to start catch fire. You know, hopefully he does today, but I can't answer. The only thing I can tell you is that I do know he used to, you know, he swung a lot in the offseason. That's just the way he is. He couldn't this year because of the shoulder. So, you know, is that a catch-up factor for him now? Is that what's bothering him? That's probably part of it. You know, he does look a little smaller this year. You know, he couldn't lift, I don't think, you know, with the rehabbing the injury like he could. So does that have some effect? Maybe. It may take a while. It may take longer than I thought it would, and probably he thought it would. But I still think he hasn't forgotten how to hit. I think he's a flat-out hitter. But thus far, it's been ugly to watch.
No, no question. No question. Yeah. I'm going to end, from me at least, on a positive note, okay?
So go ahead.
I'm trying at least.
All right, go ahead.
Two words. All right, two words here. Peter Alonso. How about this SRB? He's hitting home runs every other game. Yeah. He's hitting about 380. He's a second-round pick. So, you know what? He can be a damn prospect. Are the Mets excited about him, or is he just some guy who got hot for a month? How do they view this kid right now?
They liked him a lot in spring training. They played him a lot early in spring training before they sent him over to the minor league side. He, from what I saw, he can flat out. He's got raw power, real raw power, and that's not a fluke. I mean, what he's doing at the bat is not a fluke. I don't think he can field, all right? From watching him in the field, it is a struggle at first base for him. Not much range. I don't think a great glove. You know, to me, if I had to watch him and just say, okay, what do you think of this kid? I'd say, okay, he'd have a great future in the American League. Now, how he fits in here, I don't know. But, you know, the offense continues to struggle. Could you see Peter Alonso at some point? Well, they probably have to bump him to Triple-A at this point. But he's having a pretty good year. That's for sure.
So
he can hit. He has power.
So last night, you know, as I'm watching the game,
yes.
I see Robles, right? He gets hurt. Yeah, he's so I never want to see anybody hurt. You know, I really don't, and I hope he's okay and all of that. With that said, you know what I did when that happened? I actually pointed to the sky. Ed. That's what I did.
I think it's what we all do when the ball goes up in the air.
It's unbelievable. The home run by Desmond, I guess it was Sunday. The guy's like pointing to the sky like it's a pop-up to second base. What are we doing here?
They're all pop-up. In Huntsville's world, they're all pop-up.
Yeah, if it's a Yellowstone Park or something.
What a disaster.
It must have got picked up by the wind. Can I say one other thing, too,
as I'm going to continue to be not positive? Can I say one other thing, too?
Yeah.
When you get one inning of no runs out of AJ Ramos, you got to take him out.
Point to the sky, thank the Lord, and take him out.
No, if you leave him in another inning, he's going to give something up. You got to take the guy out of the game. You got to take him out of the game.
He is.
Come on.
He has traffic. Let's put it that way.
Can I ask you a question?
His middle name is traffic.
Who is not an adventure out of the bullpen? Yeah. Who might that guy be?
I thought
Swanson,
Robles
because he doesn't pitch. I mean, I guess it's him.
He qualifies.
Robles last night, five batters, and the only out was a second.
Of course, he was awful.
And then No, the knee. He's back in New York with an MRI.
No, I know. I don't want to see the guy be hurt. You know,
I don't want to see him hurt. I just want to not see him. How about that?
I have a feeling the DL is next, but we'll see.
We'll see. The pain.
Eddie, good talking to you, my friend.
Oh, the pain.
All right, guys. Enjoy the game.
Hey. Oh, yeah. Ed, I got a little tip for you, bro. You still there?
Yeah.
No more hoops, bro. I mean, come on.
I know. You know,
I go by these basketball, and I can't run anymore anyway because I got two new hips anyway. I go by these basketball courts because I used to play when I was a kid. I played a lot of basketball, even up until I was in my mid-40s and all of that. And I look at these hoops and I cry that I can't go out there and play. But with that said, you know, do yourself. Don't play basketball.
No, I'm not. It was like a pickup game, and it was a quick cut. And you know what? You can't quick cut.
No, it was a quick cut. Quick cut, I'm in a hospital, Ed. What, are you kidding me?
Exactly. Quick cut. Can't do that anymore. Nope.
Oh, it's painful. All right, Ed.
All right, guys.
Thanks, Eddie.
See you later.
Eddie on the Mets. Mets will take on the Reds a little bit later on.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.